Now you can listen to a talk by Jytte Martinussen, the current state of the refugees in the world today. It is a recording from the Peace Conference 2016 in Tvind near Ulfborg in Western Jutland in Denmark on the 13th April 2016. The Peace Conference was named Stop Wars, Not Refugees.
See, I want to start with first of all saying thank you so much for a wonderful day to everyone who was here yesterday. Yeah. I've heard a lot of good feedback from different workshops. I've heard that many people have met each other who have not met before, got ideas, had discussions, and many things have been going on during the day yesterday, and I think it's very, very encouraging and nice to be part of this. And then I want to say very much welcome to those of you who have arrived this morning. Welcome. And then before we continue with the program for today, we have a small practical announcement. It's about Sunday, where we will go to join the 1st of May demonstration and event in Aarhus. Laura, where's Laura? She's here. Laura is... She's organizing the transport. So all of you who want to join us in Aarhus, if you have available spaces in your car, please tell Laura. And if you want to come, but you don't have a car, please tell Laura. And there are also some papers on the wall down there where you can, if she's not around, you don't find her, then you can write it. Okay, then we can get it organized in this way. And then we will sing two songs. So we ask Martin to come up.
We are singing Hammer Song. This one you know. And I'll introduce it with a more song.
Securing Refugees' Rights, and speakers are Jutta Martinussen. She will give a talk about the current state of refugees in the world today. Second speaker, Øyvind Wistvam, When the World Came to Norway. You have to say it like this, When the World Came to Norway. And then we have Helle Nielsen, Welcoming Refugees in Bogensen. We have lunch at 12:30. This is earlier than announced earlier, so 12:30, different from yesterday, 12:30. Lunch is served in the dining hall and in the tent outside. Second session starts at 1:30. And then Yadurbek comes, our keynote speaker. He will give a speech about the current state of the world, peace, war, and conflict. Then there is a coffee break between 4 and 5, and it's served in here. And then there will be time to talk and look at exhibitions and so on. Then we meet again at 5 for the last session, session 3. It's called Prospects of Ending Occupation in Palestine. We have 3 speakers. Jonathan Ophir will talk about Zionism and colonialism. Jonathan Goldstein will talk about life under occupation in Hebron, defending Palestinians' children's rights to go to school. And Yasser Al-Hajj will talk about the current situation in the West Bank. At 7, we have dinner. And at 8, we meet in here for cultural evening, where we will see the results of the dance workshop, the music workshop, and there will be possibility to also to perform if you have something to share. So this will be a very, very good day. Welcome. Now the time is 11 sharp, so I will welcome Jutta Martinsen to the stage. Jutta is working at the Institute of International Cooperation and Development in the United States of America. Welcome, Jutta.
Thank you very much. I am going to give you an overview of the refugee situation in the world. And that is simply enormous. So I have tried to sort of make it very simple. And of course, I cannot say everything concerning this topic in 20 minutes. But what I'm going to do is that I'm going to say something about people who have always been on the move for better conditions, why people leave, where they come from, where they go, and taking advantage of the crisis and conflicts, and this is just the beginning. So people have always been on the move. We know today from mitochondrial DNA analysis that we all come from Africa. All human beings all over the planet. So that's nice. So all this about racial issues and who's from where, that's nonsense. We are all human beings basically from the same mother. We moved out of Africa, exactly the time is not certain, but the move is certain. We moved out of Africa, settled up in Europe, from Europe across Asia, from Asia across to the Americas, North and South America, which is the last continent to be occupied by human beings. So we are the most successful species on the planet. Maybe next to cockroaches, but we have settled all over the planet. And over the years, we have grown in numbers. The world has changed so that from having sort of free space planet, nations have been formed, borders have been made. And because of fossil fuel, used in the past 120 years or so, we have been very successful in growing in numbers. Around 100 years ago, we were 1 billion. Today, we are 7 billion and moving on to 8 or 9 in the very near future. But this, of course, has placed a lot of pressure on natural resources. And the burning of fossil fuel over such a short time has also tampered with our global climate. So we stand in a situation where we are at a crossroad. People do not have any place to move to, and we are tampering with the very basic that is going to give us a survival in the future. So we have something in store. You can say global issues, and global issues can only be tackled with global solutions. I think you have seen this poster where this Australian politician say that all illegal immigrants must go home. And this Aboriginal saying, oh, serious? So when are you going? On one hand, this is expressing the absurdity of the whole situation. The fact that the first people to settle in Australia, South America, have basically been wiped out by Europeans that came later. But on the other hand, we cannot go back in time. The world is a totally different one. Human beings have always been on the move and will always be on the move in order to seek peace, prosperity, and a way to survive. So why do people leave? There is absolutely no mystery in that. People leave because their basic human rights have been threatened or violated. Because this is the final option to survive, because there is no end in sight of ongoing conflicts, because there's no hope for the future, because global warming and climate change has undermined the possibility to survive, because people are prosecuted for their beliefs or by insane people who simply just look for profit for themselves. These are some of the main reasons. And the total figure is 60 million. I think that's a figure that's worth considering. 60 million people have become refugees or displaced people in their own countries, left their home, and half of them are children and young people below the age of 18. In the past year alone, the number of refugees have increased with 25%. And the majority of the increase in new placements during 2014, these are the newest figures you can get from the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, are results of protracted crisis in Democratic Republic of Congo, Iraq, Nigeria, South Sudan, and Syria. These five countries stand for 60% of all new placements worldwide. The Iraqi population has suffered most new placements, with at least 2.2 million people. And at least 40% of the Syrian population, or 7.6 million people, have been displaced. It's the highest number in the world. Five years ago, Syria did not figure in statistics of refugees. On the contrary, the country had welcomed 750,000 refugees into their homes. When we look at the world map, we have some global hotspots, and that is, first of all, in the developing world, in poor countries, in Africa, Middle East, and Asia. And a lot of reasons for this we can find in our history. Europe set out to colonize Africa, Asia, and Latin America in the hunt for raw materials, gold, and power, and has over hundreds of years of colonization created the foundation for an unequal world. After the colonial rule, new powers have maintained and widened the gap between rich and poor, for instance, by deliberately trapping poor countries in insurmountable debt. The United States has made itself a self-appointed world leader, and in the name of freedom and democracy, they engage in war to secure access to oil, to maintain global power, to liberate the world from dictators and whatever else they have on their agenda. We have a scrupulous weapon industry that produces weapons to arms dealers, selling to madmen, warlords, drug dealers, terrorists, human traffickers, and of course, states. 2015 has been the most profitable year for arms trade ever. We can also find the reasons in massive and growing man-made global poverty and climate change. So where do they come from? The majority of refugees, they come from conflict zones in Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, South Sudan, Democratic Republic of Congo, Central African Republic, Myanmar, Eritrea, and Iraq. More than half of global refugees come from only three countries: Syria, Afghanistan, and Somalia. Syria, 4.2 million refugees and 7.6 million internally displaced people. That means people who have left their home but who are still in their own country. Afghanistan, 2.6 million refugees and 948,000 internally displaced. Somalia, 1.1 million refugees, 1.1 million internally displaced. South Sudan, 744,000 refugees, 1.6 million internally displaced. Democratic Republic of Congo, 535,000 refugees and 1.5 million internally displaced. Central African Republic, 470,000 refugees, 369,000 internally displaced. Myanmar, which is also Burma, 458,000 refugees, 369,000 internally displaced. Eritrea, 384,000 refugees. Iraq, 378,000 refugees and 4 million internally displaced. In the past 35 years, 50 countries in the world has produced refugees. That is a quarter of all nations in the world. Afghanistan and Iraq has consistently been among the top 20 in the last 35 years. But the longest lasting refugee crisis in the world is the Palestinian people, who was driven from their lands in 1947 and several times since. 5 million people. But most of refugees do not come to Europe. They go to their neighboring countries. But in 2015, this changed as Syrian refugees in large numbers fled to Europe after 4 years of having tried to maintain a life. But cities are left in ruins and there's no end in sight of the conflict, and every day it's just getting worse. But this placed the world refugee situation on the European agenda. So now Europe is talking about a refugee crisis, as if it's only now dawning on people in Europe that the globe is in turmoil, with millions and millions of refugees and displaced people all over, just not on Europe's doorstep. How the number of refugees from Syria has increased. So, where do they go? In fact, the largest number of those 60 million people, around 40 million of them, are internally displaced in their own countries. And out of the rest, the vast majority, which is 86%, stay in neighboring countries, which first of all is Turkey, Lebanon, Pakistan, Iran, and Ethiopia, where the largest numbers of refugees are. The country with the largest amount of refugees per inhabitant is Lebanon, which is a small country the size of what you live. It has 233 refugees for every 1,000 inhabitants. That means it's almost every 4 person in that country is a refugee. If we look at the economy, the number of refugees for $1 in the country's per capita income, the largest number of refugees is in Ethiopia, where they are 440 refugees for every dollar. 440 refugees per dollar. The number of refugees and asylum seekers in Europe in 2015 reached over 1 million. This figure is, of course, has to be around, because all of you know that every day this figure changes. So here is an average or around a figure of which countries has how many refugees. Well, you can see Germany is in the lead with 470,000, then Hungary, Sweden, Austria, Italy, France, Switzerland, United Kingdom, Norway, and Denmark. And you can see the asylum applicants per 1,000 inhabitants. If you compare that with Lebanon, for instance, where it is 232 per 1,000 inhabitants, these figures are pretty low. One thing that is alarming about all this is that when things are dissolving, when structures are disappearing, law and order, security, social, economically, whatever, is also dissolving. And in such situation, there's a lot of people who see a chance for profit for themselves, who take advantage of this situation. And it can be people who see a business in selling sleeping bags or mobile phones or chips or bicycles or water. It's also ruthless traffickers who transport people across the ocean or the Mediterranean in outworn boats and fake life vests. It is traffickers who kidnap young girls and sell them as sex slaves. It is a lot of gang raping of women. It is exploiting children who are desperately in need of earning just a little money to feed their families, so they work dangerous jobs for long hours. And all these poor conditions mean that many refugees, and especially children, are malnourished and have diseases. And since the majority is below the age of 18, we have a whole generation who doesn't get any education, or they don't attend schools. And we see the developed world is busy. They can see that this situation is going to continue in the future. So they start, you know, prefab refugee camps production and see a business in that. So it's just to say that this is also one thing that we have to look at, because it's really alarming what's going on. But I want to say to end that this is just the beginning. The reality is that the number of refugees is going to grow, because the world as it is now is organized with a global capitalist economy, and it cannot solve this problem. It is simply just a fact. It takes a collective effort. And I personally thought when refugees started coming to Denmark, and then typically we see politicians, they are busy not solving the problem, but making regulations and controls, laws, and instead of counting on the collective effort, saying to the people in Denmark, look, we have a problem. Can you all talk about how many refugees you can take in your home? And then, you know, we distribute them accordingly. We would have no problems accommodating 1 million refugees in Denmark. People would step up if they were counted on. But the reality is that people know this. Politicians are unfortunately totally disconnected from reality and from the people. And people know if we have to solve this, we have to step up. And we see this in all places where refugees come. Ordinary people, they step up, they share what they have, they welcome, they organize, even at the danger of their own lives. I think it's a good idea to give those people in Greece the Nobel Peace Prize. So it starts with you and me and what we do. And during these 20 minutes, according to United Nations High Commission for Refugees, 42,500 people are forced to leave their home every day due to conflicts and persecution. So in this time I have been speaking here, at least another 500 have left their home. Thank you.
And that was the end of the lesson of Jutta Martinussen.